dictation for Clarence Irving, IRV as in Victor IN, August 2140. Address as a letter to Dr. McCannon, MCCONNON. 953-5329. Dear Dr. McCannon, follow up for Clarence, chronic kidney disease, last visit September. Early December, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Presently on Eliquis. Did not require cardioversion. Received diuretics for volume overload. Some problems of hypoglycemia. Takes prednisone for inflammatory arthritis, mostly of the hand. Diabetes was poorly controlled at that time. Follows cardiology, Dr. Mohan. However, no plans for further treatment. Patient and family not satisfied with advice. Other review system is negative. For his lung problems, follows with Dr. Varghese, V as in Victor, A-R-G-U-E-S-E, for interstitial lung disease. Other review system is negative. Medication list review, want to highlight bicarbonate. Norvasc. Nitrates beta blockers, diuretics, Bumex, a number of inhalers, remains on leflunomide, L-E-F-L-U-N-O-M-I-D-E. Next paragraph, pressing weight 264, previously 265, blood pressure by nurse 133.79, no severe tachypnea. No wheezing or pleural effusion. Maybe a few faint crackles, both bases, but it's very distant. No arrhythmia, pericardial rap, no ascites tenderness. Minor edema, non-focal, hard of hearing, normal speech. Next paragraph, December chemistry, creatinine worse at 3.1, baseline 2.5 to 2.8, anemia 10.4, a normal white blood cell, a low platelet count, low sodium, high potassium, metabolic acidosis, GFR 19, stage 4. No phosphorus available. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. We have a prolonged discussion about his progressive renal failure advance. He's not interested on dialysis. He knows the options of home as well as in-center dialysis. The absence of peritoneal dialysis, AV fistula. Dialysis done based on symptoms. We discuss about anemia and potential EPO treatment, intravenous iron. We discuss about the high potassium. He needs to follow a restricted diet. Phosphorus needs to be part of the chemistries. There is metabolic acidosis. He remains on bicarbonate. Continue management of diabetes, cholesterol, avoid anti-inflammatory agents, minimize steroid exposure. This was a prolonged visit, reviewing recent hospital events. Come back in 4 or 5 months, end of dictation.